Welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. Today is Sunday, September 3rd, 2006. I want to welcome all of our listeners, and I especially want to give a very warm and heartfelt welcome to our new co-host. He's from the UK, and his name is Ingrid, so let's give a hearty welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, actually. Yeah, it's quite fun to be here. It should be quite interesting to see how this goes, at least. So, for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Ang. I am the owner of War Vault, and that's pretty much what I'm mostly associated with, even though I'm in about 10 other forums as something important, and every other forum you can imagine as a member. So, most people probably know who I am. So, but let's get this going. So,
okay.
So, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, in today's show, we're going to be talking about the Starship Troopers and their new direction. They've released some information about that, so I will be talking about that. And then Ingrid will also be talking about Dark Age Games, which is an independent games manufacturer. And they have some incredible-looking models, and so I know we're going to have a good show. And let's get into the meat of it.
Oh, let's go. Right, you can start. You're the one that knows all about the Starship Troopers. So, when exactly did this Starship Troopers thing come to light? That's a pretty big shock. That's something that took me quite a lot by surprise. I know, obviously, when I spoke to Andy Chambers about it, he wasn't too surprised, but just give us a rundown again.
Well, Starship Troopers has been around for about a year, year and a half, and I actually used to be one of the people on their demo teams. But recently, they came out with some news that I found a little astonishing, and the news is basically that they're putting an end to Starship Troopers as people currently know it, and they're revamping it. They're not going to be having any, you know, new releases for all of 2006, and then come 2007, they're releasing a new modern warfare game based off of the rule set and the rules devised by Andy Chambers. And both the new game and the revamp of Starship Troopers are going to be composed of pre-painted models, and we have some photos of those up on our blog. You can see some of the Starship Trooper ones and also a couple of the tanks, and they look pretty decent. I'm surprised at the quality, actually.
I'm not too sure about pre-painted. I've never been a fan myself, because if you start mass producing them, then they start looking very shoddy and thrown together and look like they just rolled off in antiques markets or something like that. But are they actually clipped together, or are they single parts, or are they actually still glued together models, or what? Has there been any news about that? Are they still assembling models, or what?
They didn't say anything in the information that I got from them, and they also have a thread on their website to talk about this, because obviously it's big news. And people are concerned about it, but they have assured everyone that all the models will only be of sufficient quality. They say the plastic they're using is going to be a lot harder and more durable than, say, that is used for, you know, HeroClix or Star Wars minis. But they say that you can't even tell the difference between these new pre-painted models and what their staff painters have done on the existing line. That you'll be able to buy these, and if you already have models, you can put them together. So you mix and match, and no one will know the difference.
Well, you've got to sort of sift through the company line there and actually figure out what they're saying, because every company, when they release it, will always say, "Your models will be the highest quality," and then when you get the money, you're sort of a bit depressed. It's not as good as you could have hoped for, especially in stuff like HeroClix or HorrorClix or anything like that. The models aren't as good as they like to think they are. I mean, when you get a box of HeroClix models, they're well painted, but they're just not really well painted.
No, that's true. And I have to say I'm skeptical about it, just because of how much time and effort I put into the game. I have, you know, thousands of dollars worth of stuff, and obviously it's not going to be the same, but I like to see where they're going with this. I think it's a good way for them to try to get the younger crowd. You know, Games Workshop did the whole, you know, one-piece models, and they didn't go as far as pre-painted, but, you know, maybe this will put Mongoose ahead. They've always been innovative in everything they've done.
Yeah, but Mongoose have been very much rising in the shadow of Games Workshop. Not so much the shadow, but in the place where Games Workshop is losing out, in the fantastic new rule systems, the interest in new models, the interest in new lines, and they've been taking over Games Workshop's old ground on that. But now, with pre-painted, they're just giving Games Workshop back what they've gained, because people who have come over from Games Workshop to Mongoose looking for better quality minis and a new system, which they can still model and paint, they're going to lose out because they won't be able to do that anymore. They're not going to be able to enjoy creating or getting a freshly unpainted model to them. And they're just going to turn back to either Games Workshop or one of the other miniature lines. I mean, I would say Rackham, but even Andy Chambers said today that he's heard that even Rackham might be doing exactly the same thing. I mean, it's just this huge plague of pre-painted suddenly, and Games Workshop is going to win back his audience. It just seems a very strange thing to do.
See, I don't know about that, because whenever I had demoed games, people had commented regularly on the poor quality of the models for Starship Troopers, that the sculpts were bad, there was no detail, and that it didn't present any sort of challenge to paint. And supposedly these new pre-painted models will, you know, not only be pre-painted, but you will easily be able to paint over them. And I don't know how true that's going to be. To me, if it's pre-painted, you might be able to do some touch-ups, but you're not really going to be able to do the same as if you start from scratch. But the one area where they are going to excel with this is that they're saying that they're going to be incredibly discounted in comparison to what the models already cost. And I don't know if you've looked at a box of, you know, Starship Troopers, but you get like a regular box of something that would be equal to Space Marines, you're spending a third to half the cost of what Games Workshop will charge you. And that alone will get people.
Yeah, but I wasn't aware of that, but that's going to get the people that... Just giving them a miniatures line that costs less but uses tabletop gaming rules. I mean, the only other thing that's ever used pre-painted really has been Horrorclix or Heroclix, but that's a board game.
Yep.
But if this will be the only board game with pre-painted, this will be the only tabletop game with pre-painted models. That could raise the stakes quite high, actually.
You mentioned Rackham might be doing the same thing. I wonder if, you know, these two other companies doing it, if it'll get Games Workshop to start looking into it at least. And who else might, you know, jump on the bandwagon?
Yeah, but the Rackham doing it is slightly less understandable, because you say that Mongoose, people are commenting on Mongoose have been saying that their sculpts are bad, but no, I've never heard anyone complain about the Rackham sculpts. I mean, you've seen them, you know what they're like. Rackham models are fantastically well detailed. But it doesn't seem right that Rackham, being one of the best, having some of the best miniatures on the market, save some of the slightly lesser known lines, would go down this road of pre-painted. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just not right. There's no need to do it. Not for Rackham, at least. Rackham are popular on the continent and Europe. I mean, Games Workshop rules the UK, but Rackham rules Europe. I mean, you can go... When I went to Russia, I walked down and saw Rackham stores, just the same as you'd see in Games Workshop store.
Well, I think the main thing with it is that these companies are trying to get a younger market. And I don't know about like the UK or Europe or anything, but here in America, in North America in particular, pre-painted minis are the thing to get. And I know, you know, this new pre-painted range isn't supposed to be a collectible, whatever, but people will buy them because they're going to think, well, I don't have to paint them, I don't have the time, or just I'm able to paint models, but I want to play the game.
Yeah, but then you can always use stands if you got that kind of mentality, man. Me and my friend use cut out pieces of paper to represent regiments for playing Warhammer Fantasy. If you're going to go to the extent that you want to play a game but you can't buy the models, then you can always find something cheaper than getting pre-painted. Unless you're just there to... And I suppose the only way it's going to get it is the kids or the people that buy stuff like commission models off eBay or something like that. Something they've had no hand in making but want the image of having it. It's very materialistic then. It's not hobby, it's just having the miniature. It just seems to be losing a bit of the... It seems to be capitalism over the hobby, really, isn't it? I mean, Games Workshop have always been called out for, well, obviously abusing the customer to whatever extent that they may do it. But they've never really lost any detail on. They've upped the detail on the models, upped the cost, and everything else to do about it. But they've upped the detail, and they've never gone down a level like that. I mean, the stuff like the clip together or the single piece has always been starter sets for people. Stuff like Battlefield Garage wasn't made as a unit, it was made as an introduction to 40k, or the same as Battle for Skull Pass, from what I've seen, they are mainly single piece models, but they only seem to be introductions. You don't get the single piece models for the most of the game. I mean, you can't really make an army of single piece models. I mean, if you try and get a tank, then you're going to be there for hours.
I actually heard that's going to be changing, though, that Games Workshop is expanding their clip together and single piece model range so that you'll be able to buy entire squad boxes of them.
I hope they don't. I really hope they don't. Single piece they used to do is as squads. I did used to get single piece or like two piece boxes of units. Like, you used to be able to get Cadians for like 9 of them, and they'd be a person, his backpack, and his gun. That'd be it. And you'd stick them together, and they all look the same, and you'd pay a pretty cheap price for them. But Games Workshop upped the quality and upped the scale because that was their market, their high-quality, high-detail miniatures. So going back down the route seems to be just regression for Games Workshop, and that doesn't seem to be the route they should take. It just seems odd to me. It doesn't seem right that any other company, if mirroring Games Workshop, which most people do nowadays, because, you know, they are the best company out there, really. But it doesn't seem right that they should go back to what Games Workshop turned it back on like 5 years ago. But, as is, we'll have to see how that goes, because further speculation will just have us run around in circles. We'll have to see. We'll just wait till January, really. It is a shame that they won't be releasing anything for the remainder of 2006, but then again, there's only like 4 months left. Yeah, so.
I actually kind of feel for, you know, the gaming stores, because I know the two in my area. One of them sells a lot of Starship Troopers product. It has a strong base. And the other one has a lot of product, but no one's buying it because they hate the models. So I wonder if, you know, going to feel that they're getting burned on this, and if maybe they won't even carry the new range and the new game, and maybe it'll end up hurting Mongoose in the end.
Yeah, it is a bit of a dodgy move to completely overhaul your best card. And Starship Troopers is without a doubt Mongoose Publishing's calling card. But I suppose every company has to do it at least once. But I suppose you always have to undercut what you have. I mean, Games Workshop does it all the time. Every time they release a new edition, the old edition is completely out of date. Imagine how many stores got burned when they went from second to third edition of 40K.
That's
suddenly
true.
Dark Millennium box sets and all second edition are completely nullified. You have to go to third edition, otherwise you're not going to sell anything. Then they become vintage and out of publish and all sorts of stuff like that.
Very true.
They could make money just by the fact that we have rare models or whatever. So we'll have to see how that goes. But it is Danger Planet you'll buy, isn't it?
Danger Planet and Battleground Games. Danger Planet's actually owned by this guy Brian. He used to be the sales and marketing director for Mongoose, and he left them for creative differences. Which I wonder if maybe this is the reason why he left. He saw this coming and found out and scooted. But his store is the one that has a lot of product that gets sold all the time for Starship Troopers. And he dedicated a fourth of his store to it. So
yeah, that's what Danger Planet's famous for, as far as I know. It's famous for every other miniature line, as far as I know. I mean, over here, it's even in the UK, it's a famous shop.
It's huge. They are one of the best stores around for making terrain. They've been asked to make all sorts of terrain by Games Workshop and Mongoose Publishing and other companies for the major tournaments, Gen Con and stuff. They did the Starship Troopers table last year at Gen Con. They did a gigantic Witch Hunters table for Games Workshop at Games Day, and they're just simply incredible. So I hope they'll be able to weather whatever storm comes from this.
Oh, I think they should. I mean, everyone rallies around the Danger Planet banner, as far as I've seen. It's just the store for people of war within Games Workshop, really.
Yep.
But we'll have to watch, keep an eye on that. I'll try and talk to my Mongoose contacts and see if anything more about that, so we might hear a bit more about that in forthcoming podcasts.
Absolutely.
I might be able to give us a bit more of an update if I speak to Kelly and whatnot. So, that should be okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Obviously, I'm a bit cynical and skeptic, as you might have guessed. But then again, I don't like change, especially change as big as this. Not to such a good miniature line. I haven't even managed to play the old system yet. I've got the copy sitting here. It's shocking. But anyway.
It's a great game, check it out sometime.
Okay. Anyway, so check the notes on our website, and then you'll be able to see our sponsor as well, who is Akko Hosting. But
yep.
You know much more about Akko Hosting because you have work with them, don't you? Or you work
yeah,
with them?
I'm actually the sales department manager for them, so if you want to get a good deal or find out anything about them, you can always ask. The web hosting plans only start at $3.55 a month, and they're the people who host our podcast and the blog and everything, and we got a great package from them and a great deal. And I know no place can guarantee 100% uptime, but they're as close to 100% as I've ever seen in my life. So if you want good, cheap, affordable hosting with great you know, prices and plans, give them a try. It's Akko Hosting. You can find the link in our show notes.
Yeah, I must admit, I've never had any problem with any of your sites hosting on Akko Hosting. They've always been spot on. So that is probably the best I can say. The best host I've seen. I would just move to them if I could afford it. But I just really can't afford changing at the moment, which is a shame. Don't want to lose walls again.
Maybe down the line.
Yeah, maybe down. I probably will, to be honest. I remember you offering me something in the past. So, but make sure to check out their website, which is wargamingforums.com. No space or dash or underscore. Just wargamingforums.com.
I think you said earlier that you were hoping to enlighten us all about Dark Age games in today's podcast. I have to say I'm clueless about it, so I'm eager to find out more about them.
All right, well then, obviously with my work of Warworld, I discover a lot of little companies, and I do see a lot, and sometimes I just don't pass over them because the miniatures, not to undermine anyone, but the miniatures aren't as good as you could hope for. But some of them you run into and you're like, wow, that's really, really good. I mean, you're just surprised that they haven't got that far. And one of these companies was Dark Age Games. And, right. So, yeah. Sorry, I lost my track for a minute.
And so you're saying some of them don't have as great sculpts or, you know, paint jobs or whatever as others.
Yeah. But, this one is created by Brom, who is one of the most famous fantasy and sci-fi artists, as far as I know. And he does lots of art for all sorts of different things. But this is a line created by, and all sorts, sculpted by, and all sorts by him. And therefore it is Brom's line. And it's set on a planet called Samaria, which is a distant Earthy planet. It's very sci-fi, but it's sci-fi with a bit of a twist. Because you have the humans, and you have the aliens, so there's the basic plot there. And you have the mutants, and you have the nasty, weird things, which I'm not really sure have a name, because you sort of have one variety of mutants and a different kind of variety of mutants. But
so there's four different factions in the game?
Four completely different factions. And they're called the Forsaken, who are the humans, the Jagari, who are the aliens, the Brood, and the Scarred, who are two different factions of mutants.
Okay.
Some from the waste, some from under the city, also stuff like that. And the miniatures, which obviously I can't show you, but they will be linked to in the actual blog notes, are some of the best I've ever seen. And I have seen a lot, and it really has to be said that some of the Forsaken models, especially one called Contradiction, are some of the best models for expressing emotion that I've ever seen. I mean, they are a modeler's dream as far as I'm concerned, and you really have to check out the sculpts just to really know what I'm talking about, because I couldn't actually express how good they are. And I've never actually been able to buy one, because they are such a small American company that there's not exactly many outlets over here, though today I was trying to encourage a miniature business over here to buy Dark Age game products and sell them.
So how do you buy them?
As far as I know, you can anyone outside of America can buy them on the online store. Now obviously Americans can buy them on the online store too, but I think they should be distributed by miniature companies over in America as well, but obviously not being American, I'm not too sure how widely known they are over there. I mean, a lot of people I've spoken to know what Dark Age games are, especially all the painters or the modelers. Stuff like Cool Mini or Not, or MiniPainters.com, who we will talk about later, love the Forsaken models and the Jagari models for their competitions. The last Mini Painters contest, about two out of three of the winners were Dark Age miniatures. They're really, really popular in modelers' circles, but outside they seem to be really less well known. And I was quite surprised when I discovered them. But I'm not sure if you've ever run... You obviously haven't run into them in any of your miniatures.
No, I've never heard of them before, but I just did, you know, a search online for places to buy them, and I came across a website I used to use a lot, thewarstore.com. They give, you know, great discounts and stuff.
Yeah, Warstore does it.
And I'm just looking up some of the Dragieri models, and I guess the retail price is, like, say, $10 for a model. They sell them for $8 a piece. And, so it's pretty affordable. Some of them are only, like, $6 a model, and I don't think I've seen anything that low before.
No, they're fantastically well done. I mean, I'm used to Games Workshop prices, so when I came across these, I was just appalled by how cheap they were. I mean, if you should just take a look at the Forsaken, but the miniature line, the actual game itself, I've seen the rules for, and though it might look complicated at first for anyone that hasn't played, well, anything as regards Games Workshop, they're good. I mean, it's a completely different idea. I mean, it seems very much closer to Privateer Press rather than Games Workshop.
Yeah, I was going to say, they remind me a lot of War Machine and Hordes, not only in the painting of them, but the posing, the sculpting, and the background they chose for the photos of the models, and just a little bit I read about the history. It sounds very, you know...
Yeah, it very much is close. It's closer to stuff like... The sculpts are kind of a mixture between Privateer Press and Rackham. Very much more on the Rackham side. And... sorry. But yeah, I sort of lost my track again there. You're sort of talking for me. But Mini Painters is the site I want to talk about next. And it sort of links in with Dark Age, actually. Because Dark Age sponsored their last contest.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably why, out of all the Mini Painters, winners, a lot of them were Dark Age games. But I think what it was is that the prize that Dark Age offered for Mini Painters was a sculpt of one of their miniatures, which is only available to staff up until then. And the winner got this prize.
Wow.
They got this ridiculously rare model. But Mini Painters has started its third competition now. Dark Age sponsored their second. I'm not sure who sponsored their third. Their first, even. But their third now is being sponsored by four people. So Mini Painters is very much taken off. And it's sponsored by Weird Miniatures, who I'm also a fan of. And they also have some fantastic miniatures. Hassle Free Miniatures, who are very much linked with Heresy Miniatures from the UK.
Okay.
And Spyglass. I think they're found on the Heresy Ministries website. And Molten Lead Productions and Morgan Keith Studios. And all four of these companies have sponsored the third Mini Painters competition, which can be found at minipainters.com.
Now, is Mini Painters a UK website, or is it based somewhere else?
It is UK-based because, yeah, Steph, who owns it, is UK-based. And he's also a member of Team War Vault, actually. But, the actual competition, so let's go through the competition here.
Okay.
It's based in the fantasy. I mean, they did a sci-fi one, I think, last time, but this one's a fantasy one. So it's anything that has a fantastical feel or atmosphere. So you can do anything like that. You can enter anything. They don't stop you doing your own sculpts or anything like that. It's all up to paints. And you have 5 weeks to enter. And that starts on... 2nd of September, so that starts...
So what's the deadline for entries?
5 weeks after the 2nd, which is... What's 5 weeks after the 2nd of September? October
the
9th.
I wasn't a math major.
October the 9th is the final date for entry.
Okay, that would give people plenty of time to pick up some new 7th edition fantasy models from Games Workshop.
Exactly.
I think
that's part of the reason why it's there, especially for the fantasy base. But they've extended it by 1 week. It is 5 weeks because it used to be 4, but they've given it 5 weeks, probably because of the release of new fantasy, actually. But they're saying it's just because people can't finish off their models and whatever.
It does take time to do quality work, so...
Well, of course. But to some people it comes a bit easier.
Easier?
Quicker.
Yep.
But
I'm not one of those people.
No, never. Well, some have said, but you know. But the actual prize hasn't been announced yet. So that will be announced more when everything's been finalised. But, so I'm not actually, I think.
Any rumours on what the prize might be?
None at all. As far as I know, even they haven't even finished the sponsor list. Those
wow.
four sponsors are the sponsors so far, but I think there are more people who could sponsor. So it's kind of handy. So they haven't actually announced the prize. Obviously, they will as soon as the sponsor list is closed off and finalised. But we'll have to wait and see on that one, so we can keep up to date on them and see what's going on and link to some of the entries even.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have to have a word with Steph and see if he's willing to join in with this, and he might be able to join us at some point and give us a bit of a rundown on his competition.
When they get going, we'll have to get some photos of the entries and everything up on the blog so people can take a look and see what things are like.
But the quality is fantastic. Mini Paints is very much the new Cool Mini or not.
Oh, wonderful.
Fantastic quality. It's pretty big actually, the size. I mean, it hasn't been around that long. I mean, it started about the end of War Vault Mark 1 maybe, and it's already got 400 members, so it's going pretty well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. But I think we should probably close up right now.
Yep. I want to excuse me. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to us today. No, it's been a little different format than you're used to, and we move things around. We have a new guest host, and I hope you enjoyed it. I think we're moving in a great direction, and I hope you like the show. I know as we have more information on all sorts of topics, we'll either talk about them in upcoming podcasts or put them in the blog. And just want to say, give us your feedback. I know Ingrid would like to hear what people have to say about the show, right?
Of course.
And you know, you can get in touch with us by going to our website. It's wargamingforums.com. We have a link on our show notes to a page on how you can contact us, myself and Ingrid. And, you know, you can talk to us on Instant Messenger or email or whatnot. And anything you want to add?
No, it should be fine. I just hope to hear some feedback at least. It should be interesting then to hear what people have to say. Scary. Very scary, but interesting. So, yeah, let's just close this off now, okay?
Okay, well, I just want to remind everyone that our next podcast will take place on Thursday, September 7th, 2006. It'll be a solo cast with me. I don't have a topic yet for the discussion, but, excuse me, I'm sure it'll be interesting. And
I'm sure something will come up by then.
Oh, it usually does.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, and thank you for agreeing to be my new co-host. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure indeed. We'll have to keep this going.
Absolutely.
So, see you, everyone.